Be'ezras Hashem, we go into our third session on Daf Ches. We're really coming to the end. I keep saying that I feel like I'm trying to reassure everybody that we're almost there. But we're coming towards the end of this incredible, massive sugya to do with the question of really one concept. It's really revolving, and I think it's important to remind ourselves, it's dealing with this whole first half of Perek Aleph is dealing with a question of Yibum where there's a secondary erva. That's the heading. Yibum where there's a secondary erva. And if you ask someone, what is the reason why we don't do Yibum in such a case? The implication on Daf Gimel was that the reason is because of this Pasuk of Aleha. That if we didn't have the Pasuk of Aleha, we would think that you would do Yibum even though there is a secondary erva. However, what's come out now, all of a sudden, is Rava has told us that it could be even without Aleha, we would have known not to do Yibum in such a case, because it's a case of an Asay in the place of a Lois Asay with Kares. And therefore, Rava is going to tell us that even without Aleha, we could have known that you wouldn't do Yibum in such a case. So what is the word Aleha for? We had a whole Bryce on Daf Gimel that was telling us that you need the word Aleha. So Rava will tell you that the word Aleha is coming for the Tzorah. It's coming for the Kowa. That's a chiddush that I wouldn't have been able to work out on my own. And that's where we're headed at the moment. Let's take a look at that together a little bit. Just a bit of the background of what we've seen so far in the staff. So what we saw was we put aside the whole discussion of Asa Doch Elois Asa. And what we basically were saying was that as far as we're concerned, we have not been successful in proving this. And therefore a negative, Elois Asa with Kores, would push aside the positive. In which case, why do we need the word Aleha? Why do we need the word Aleha to tell you not to do Yibum when there's a secondary erva? So the Gemara said, I might have thought to learn it from standard Yibum with one of these mechanisms, either a Dover Shoya Bichlal, which we rejected because it's actually not a Dover Shoya Bichlal, it's actually a Dover Shoyotelidim, a Dover Achadosh. We then said, maybe learn it from a Binyan Av, just to learn two parallel cases in the Torah. Says the Gemara, that's very easy to break because it's not a proper binyan av. This is one Isser, that's two Isserim. So we said maybe because of the Ishtari, the one Isser piggybacks on the other Isser. We then said, aside from the Ishtari, well, the Ishtari is a very narrow case, said the Gemara at the top of 8a. The Gemara said the Ishtari will only apply when the deceased brother married first, then he died, and then the living brother married the sister. That would be the only case when I might think there's an Ishtari. But the Gemara says, indeed, so let that be the one case, and that's what I need the word Aleha. Alternatively, I need the word Aleha to block a Hekesh. I might have thought to make a Hekesh from here to here. Now, these are successful. That means these are valid explanations of why we need the word Aleha. We need the word Aleha to block one of these. Comes along Rava, and he says, no, I don't actually need the word Aleha. So Rava would be arguing with this. These are justifications why I might need the word Aleha. Rava's going to say, no, I don't need the word Aleha. Left to my own devices, I would know that Yibum plus an Erva, you don't do Yibum. Why? Because a Asay is not Doiche Elois Asay Shiyash Boi Kores. Now what would Rava do with these two things? I'm not sure. We have to think about that. Because these two things were saying, I do need the word Aleha to block these drushes. I'm not sure what Rava would say with that. We have to think about that question. But let's go now into the Gemara and pick up from here. So now we come to the opinion of Rava, which is that the Erva does not need a Pasuk. Let's take a look at that. We are on 8a. The line starts Rava. We saw this yesterday. I'm going to go through from the beginning of the section. Rava Omar. Rava says, Erva loitzricha kro. The Erva itself, the word the Aleph over here adds in the word gufa. Erva gufa, the Erva itself, that means the wife's sister who's married to the deceased is loitzricha kro. You don't need a pasuk to tell you that you're not going to do Yibum. The positive of Yibum could never push aside the negative with kares of one's wife's sister. Ki itzrich kro la meisa tzora. When we need the pasuk, that is to prohibit the co-wife. That means Reuven was married to Shimon's wife's sister, as well as to another woman. We need the pasuk to tell you that not only does Shimon not do Yibum to his wife's sister, but he also doesn't do Yibum to the co-wife. Now the co-wife has got no secondary erva. The co-wife is not a secondary erva. The Koaf is the Koaf of a secondary Erva, and that's where I need the word Aleha for. Now, the Gemara says, Ve'erva loitzrich akra. Does the Erva not need a pasuk to tell you that? Va'atanya, we learnt in a Braisa. Now, this Braisa is going to bring Rebbe, sorry, again, Va'atanya, we learnt in our Braisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Ein li Elohi, I only know that she is prohibited from Yibum, from the word Aleha. So we see that the words Ein li Elohi imply that it's coming from Aleha. So we answer, Mishum Tzarasa. It's only because of the Koaf that we do the Drasha of Ein li Elohi. It means the word Aleha tells you that she's prohibited, even though I could have worked it out myself. But the real Drasha is the Tzara. Vaktani Ein li Elohim. Later on in that Braisa with the other 14 Ervas, other than one wife's sister, it says, I only know them. How do I know the others? So we say, Mishum Tzores Sayim. So at this point, Rava is saying that the Erva herself, whether it's a wife's sister, or whether it's any of the other 14 relations, like a daughter or something like that, would actually be logical, or we would have been able to work out ourselves that there is no Yibum over there. The Chiddush is in the case of the Tzara. Toshma, come and hear a challenge to this. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, V'lokach, the Torah could have said V'lokach, and it says V'lokcha, take her. V'yava, V'yava, V'yavaim, it could have said and do Yibum, but it said V'yibma, and do Yibum to her. We have two exclusionary phrases, take her and do Yibum to her. And Rabbi says, what are the two drushes for? Le'esor, that is to prohibit. Soros, the Koaf, V'arayos, and the woman herself. Now, Rebbe is not subscribing to the Braisa on Daf Gimel, and this is very important to understand. Rebbe is not subscribing to the Braisa on Daf Gimel. He's not learning it from Aleha. He's learning it from a different drasha. But the point is, even though he's learning it from a different drasha, he's providing us with two separate sources, one for the Erva herself, and one for the Koaf. So we see that the Erva herself does need a pasuk. So the Gemara says what he meant was Eimaleesor Tzores Shelarayis. Rebbe meant that the drush is telling you that the tzora of the arayis, but you don't need a pasuk for the Erva herself. Says the Gemara about Treit Kroi Konosiblei. He brought two separate psukim. My love, probably Chad Le'erva, one for the Erva, Chad Le'tzora, and one for the Koaf. We see that the Erva does have a pasuk because Rebbe made two drushes. So we answer Loi, no. Idi v'idi, both of them, Litzora, is for the Koaf. Chad le'meisar tzora v'moka mitzvah. One is to tell you, you may not marry the Koaf when it's a situation of mitzvah, i.e. it's a situation of yibum. V'chad le'mishri tzora sh'loi v'moka mitzvah. And the other one is le'mishri, to permit the Koaf when it's not a situation of yibum. Full stop. So what are we saying? That really the whole discussion revolves around the Koafs. That's where there is novelty. The Erva herself is obvious that you can't marry her. And the drasha is purely for the Koaf. So, why do I need two drashas? One to tell you that the Koaf is a problem in a situation of Yibum, and the other drasha to tell you that the Koaf is not a problem when it's not a situation of Yibum. My timer, what's the reason? The Yavein, the Yibma. The drasha was on the word yibum. Do yibum to her. V'makom yibum hu da'asira, sara. In a situation of yibum, that is where the koaf is a problem. Shaloi v'makom yibum. But when it's not a situation of yibum, shariyat sara. The koaf is permitted. So what are we coming out? We're defending Rava. The erva herself does not need a pasuk. Whether your mechanism or whether your derivation is from aleha, or your derivation is like Rebbe, who's brought us an alternate source of v'lokach, v'lokcha, v'yavim, v'yibma. Whichever source you're using, aleha or v'lokcha, both of those sources are only going to focus on the koaf, because the erva herself is obvious that you don't do yibum to the erva herself. Why does Rebbe have two drushes? One to tell you that the koaf is a problem in situations of yibum, and the other pasuk to tell you that the koaf is not a problem when it's not a situation of yibum. I want to just read to the end. Amar Rav Ashi, said Rav Ashi, Masnisi Nami Daika. Our Mishnah actually is evident to be like Rava. Why? Dikotani, because our Mishnah says, Chamesh Yisrei Noshim, 15 women, Poitrois Tzoreseim, exempt their co-wives. V'ilu Pturois u'Poitrois Loikotani. It doesn't say they are exempt and they exempt their co-wives. The entire focus is on the co-wife, not on the woman herself. Shema Minah, we see from there. The fact that our Mishnah said 15 women caused the co-wife to be exempt and didn't put any emphasis on the fact that they themselves are exempt shows you that they themselves is just obvious. It's pshita. It's completely obvious. Questions? Anyone got a question? Yeah. The Gemara is going to do that calculation soon, but at this point, Rebbe is a completely alternative source to Aleha. Rebbe is ignoring the entire Brisa on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and he's providing us a completely fresh source for the concept of Yibum with an Erva.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Is this only a case where the wife, the brother's wife, is an Erva?
Yeah, so... So what we're saying is, standard Yibum, all that she is your brother's wife. And in that case, you're going to do Yibum. But the moment that there's a secondary Erva, for example, she's your wife's sister, or she is your daughter, or any of those secondary Ervas, then straight away, there's no Yibum, and that's obvious because it's Ein Asadoi Chalos Asayish Boi Kores. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is the Tzara, and that's either being learned from Aleha, or it's being learned from Velokcha. Like our Bryce on Gimel or like Rebbe. That's where we're holding at the moment. Good. Let's look at a couple of Rashis. Rashi says like this, Mishum Tzarosa. It's only because of the Koaf. That means, Rava will tell you, why did it teach you the Drosha of Aleha? Only because of the Koaf. Mishum Deboi Lemisni Tzarosa Minayim. Because we want to know what is the source for the Koaf. That means if we didn't want to teach you about the Koaf, we would not have spoken about the Erva because the Erva is obvious. Now, Rashi then explains, how does the drosh of Rebbe work? V'lokcha loy le'isha v'yibma. He took her to him as a wife and does Yibum. Have matzi le'michtav. It could have written, v'lokach isha v'yabein. You see, Rashi is showing you how the pasuk would have looked without this drosha. V'lokach Isha v'yabein. V'ksiv v'lokcha, take her, mashma miyut zu v'loyacheres. It's a miyut, it's an exclusion of this one, v'loyacheres, and not another. So what do we come out? Why does Rebbe give you two separate drushes? One is to tell you that you do yibum in a place of mitzvah. Sorry, that the tzara is asur in a place of mitzvah. And one is to tell you that the tzara is permitted when it's not a mitzvah. Look at Rashi. V'chad le'mishri tzara erva sh'loi b'mokom mitzvah. To tell you that the koaf of an erva is permitted when it's not a situation of yibum. Me'ribuya dekra yaseira. From the ribuy, from the inclusion of the redundant pasuk, says v'yibma, do yibum to her, darshin an hachi. You explain as follows. B'mokom v'yibma. In a situation of the yibma hu damina lecha, that's when I'm going to say to you miyuta velokcha. I'm going to tell you the miyut of velokcha, the miyut tzara that excluded the koaf. Aba shaloi b'makom yibum, but when it's not a place of yibum, kagoin tzaras bitoy, like the koaf of one's daughter minochri, related to a stranger, that means an unrelated man, not one's brother, sharia would be permitted. Rashi's explaining how this works. You've got a miyut of the lokcha and a miyut of the yibma. Now what we're saying is that the velokcha says take her, but do not take the koaf. What do we say the yibma means? Dafka in a situation of yibum. I think what Rashi's saying is you've got a miyut, achar miyut. What that's happening is take her and not the koaf. But I'm going to limit that miyut, I'm going to limit the limitation and say it's only in a situation of yibum, but not in a situation of a general stranger that was married to one of the arayas. I think Rashi is referring to a principle over here of ein miut achar miut ele l'rabbis, that a miut after a miut actually comes to expand. So what's happening is, marry her and not the co-wife, but that's specifically in a situation of yibum, but in the situation of a stranger, then it's going to be permitted to marry the co-wife. Now remember that Rav Ashi came and said, our Mishnah also implies this. Rashi says, Masnisin Nami Daiko. Our Mishnah also implies this. Kerava, like Rava, the Erva Pshitalon, that the Erva herself is obvious to us. That it's obvious to us that she does not need a Pasuk to tell you that you don't do Yibum to an Erva. So, we have finished a section of Gemara. This is one Sugya. This section over here is the piece of Rava, where Rava tells us the last 4.5 pages have been Schar Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but otherwise halachically a waste of time, to say it in a strong way. Rava is telling us your whole search to find why we needed the word Aleha was not necessary. You do not need Aleha for the Erva herself. You need the Aleha for the Tzara. Where do we learn the Tzara from? From the word Litzror. But the Aleha is building up to that in some way and telling you, don't do Yibum to the Erva. But it's really just telling us that so that it can tell us, and to her Tzara. Because there's no real Chiddush in the Erva herself. Good. Says the Gemara. The obvious question. Umayishna Erva Deloi. Deloi Tzricha Kra. What's the difference with the Erva? Why does the Erva not need a Pasuk? Because a positive cannot push aside a negative of Kares. What's the negative of Kares here? One's wife's sister. So she doesn't need a Pasuk. We don't need Aleha for the Erva herself, like Rava, because a positive cannot push aside a negative with Kares. Says the Gemara, Tzara Nami Loiti Boikra. The co-wife should also not need a Pasuk. Because a positive cannot push aside a negative with kares. Now, what is the Gemara asking over here? The Gemara is asking a very fascinating thing. The Gemara says, why does the co-wife need a pasuk? The co-wife is also an erva. Why is the co-wife an erva? Because of the pasuk of litzror. Now there's a fascinating thing happening here. There are two extra words in this pasuk, Aleha and Litzror. Now the word Litzror tells you that a Kowaf is the same as the Erva. Now if a Kowaf is the same as an Erva, why do I need the word Aleha? The word Litzror should be enough. What the Gemara is really asking here is why do I need the word Aleha? I should be enough just with the word Litzror. Because what does Litzror do? Litzror tells you that the co-wife of one's wife's sister is the same as an Erva. And therefore, you're not going to do Yibum because an Aseh can't push aside a Lois Aseh with Kares. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tzara Nami Loi Tiboy. The Tzara also shouldn't need a Pasuk. Aleha. The word Aleha. Kra, the Pasuk Ledrosha. For a Drosha. We know that a positive cannot push aside a negative with kares. Dichsiv litzror. The pasuk says litzror, that they're going to be co-wives. Demashma loy achos isha, not one's wife's sister. Veloy tzorasa, and not her co-wife. Vichsiv kares besoif arayas, and it says kares at the end of all the arayas. So what is Rashi telling us? The word litzror tells you that a co-wife is the same as one's wife's sister. The co-wife of an erva is the same. And it says kares at the end of all of the arayas. And therefore, when there's a mitzvah of yibum against a tzoras erva, there should be no yibum because it's an asay versus a lois asay shiyosh
b'kares. But Rabbi
Tzvi,
can I ask, so would there be two Isra'i Kares on the Tzara, or just one? Is it because she's the sister-in-law?
Don't call her sister-in-law, because sister-in-law is a bad word. It's confusing. She's the brother's wife.
She's
a brother's wife, but she's also a Tzara's Achos Isha.
But does that tell me that therefore the heter yibum mechanism doesn't apply, and therefore she
No. You're getting too fancy. The Rashi is explaining the Gemara in a very simple way. The pasuk of Litzror tells you that the koach of an erva is the same as an erva, and it's included in the parsha of Kares. That means if you only had the word Litzror in this parsha, what would it tell you? The koach of an erva is the same as an erva, and there's a Kares for the koach of an erva, and therefore, if she falls to a man in Yibum, if the koach of an erva falls to a man in Yibum, the word Litzror would be enough to tell me not to do Yibum, because Litzror would tell me that she's like the erva, and an Ase can't push aside a loisa say she yesh boi kares. What we're really asking is, why do I need the word Aleha? Why do I need the word Aleha to make that Gzeirah Shava that links us from the parish of Arayas to the parish of Yibum? Why do I need that link now? If you're telling me that an Ase can't push aside a loisa say she yesh boi kares, and the word Litzror tells me that the koaf of an erva has kares, so then why do I need the word Aleho and the Gzeri Shava? Just give me the word Litzror, which tells me that a koaf of an erva has kares, and then I'll know that you can't do Yibum. Hold your question for a moment, just to see how, because we can overcomplicate this. The Gemara is asking a simple question. If Litzror alone is enough to make her an erva, and an erva has kares, why do I need the word Aleha? I want to read that again. Umayishno erva deloitz richakra. What's the reason why the erva herself doesn't need the pasuk of Aleha? Da'in ase doicha loisa seishyesh b'kares. Because a positive cannot push aside a negative with kares. Tzara nami, the co-op as well, loiti b'kra, shouldn't need the pasuk of Aleha. Why? Mishum da'in ase doicha loisa seishyesh b'kares. A positive cannot push aside a negative with kares. And as Rashi's telling us, the word Litzror tells you that the Koaf also has Kares. Amalei Rav Acha Bar Bibi Mar L'Ravina. Said Rav Acha Bar Bibi Mar to Ravina. Hachi Ka'omar Mishmei De Rava. This is what was said in the name of Rava. Meaning this Rava over here that said that the Erva herself doesn't need the Pasuk of Aleha. Rava actually said something more. Tzara Nami Lo Yistrichkra. The Koaf also doesn't need the word Aleha. Why? Because the word Litzror is enough to make the koaf a problem. Ki itztrich kra, what do we need the pasuk of Aleha for? Lemishri, to tell you that it's permitted, tzara, the koaf, shaloi b'moko mitzvah, when there's no mitzvah. My timer, what's the reason? Amar kra, the pasuk says, Aleha, what does Aleha do? Aleha flags you and joins you to the parasha of Yibum. B'makom aleha hudasira, in a situation of aleha, i.e. in a situation of Yibum, that's when she is considered forbidden. Shaloi b'makom aleha, but in a situation without Yibum, sharia it would be permitted. It's a very fascinating and simple thing happening here. If you would have the word Litzror alone, what does that tell you? That the koaf of an erva is forbidden, whether it's b'makom mitzvah or shaloi b'makom mitzvah. That means whether they are married to a brother of the yavam, or they're married to a stranger, the koach would be asur. The word litzror on its own is enough to make the tzora into a kares. And if it makes her into a kares, you're not going to do yibum. So what does the word aleha come to do? Aleha comes to limit that and to tell you that the koach is only considered an erva in a situation of Yibum. Now what I want to show you is that Rebbe and Aleha, there's two ways you can learn this whole sugya. You can learn it like Rebbe, from the pasuk of V'lokcha, V'lokcha, V'yavim, V'yibma, or like the Brisa on Daf Gimel, which is from the pasuk of Aleha combined with Litzror. Now what's happening is like this. If you learn it like Rebbe, then what? If you learn it like Rebbe, what is the drasha? V'lokcha, and not the, you take her, i.e. you take a woman in Yibum, but not the koaf of an erva. And what is the Yibma? The Yibma is saying, this is only in a situation of Yibum. And in the identical way, what is Litzror telling you? Don't marry the koaf. And what is the Aleha telling you? Only in a situation of Yibum. They're actually happening exactly the same way. We have one pasuk telling you that the tzora is a problem, And then another pasuk limiting that and saying it's only a problem in the situation of Yibam. Again, according to Rebbe, what's the pasuk that tells you that the tzara is a problem? V'lokcha. Take her, don't take the tzara. Take her, i.e. take a woman in Yibam, but never take the tzara's erva. And what? And then the word v'yibma is telling you, but the tzara is only a problem when it's a situation of Yibam. In a similar way, when it comes to the braisa on Daf Gimel, the word litzror is telling you don't marry a tzara of an erva. And what's the word oleho doing? Telling you that only applies in a situation of Yibam. Mitzvah tomorrow, I want to make a little diagram just to show the flow over here. But hopefully it's becoming clear. According to Rava, the oleho or the velokcha, whether you're in our braisa or you're in Rebbe, the oleho or the velokcha are not coming for the erva herself. The erva herself is obvious. The erva herself is the velokcha and the litzror are coming to tell you don't marry a koach. And the aleha and the yibma are coming to tell you this is only a problem when it's a mitzvah, when it's in the situation of yibam. That's what's happening over here. Okay, a little bit tricky. We're getting there. I just want to show you. Yeah, sorry, before you ask your question, I just want to show you. There's a two dots over here. Okay, the first two dots we've had in a long, long time. Okay, and that's really where the sugya comes to a close. There is a little bit of a continuation, but we're getting there. Sorry, Babalel, you wanted to ask a question.
So according to Rebbe, also Velokha is just in order to get to Vayigma. Because of the principle of it's a love sheesh for currents.
So the Velokha tells you don't marry the co-wife of an erva. The Yibma tells you only in a situation of Yibam.
But Rava's principle of it, or the Sarah also has got it's a love sheesh for kares, we wouldn't need that Velokha.
But Velokha tells you don't do Yibam to the co-wife of your... Okay, I hear that what you're saying. If you don't mind leaving it a little bit, I want it tomorrow just that maybe... write up a summary of what we've seen here, and then I'm worried if we ask questions we're going to unravel it. Let's just leave it at that. I want to look at a couple of Rashis, and then we're going to stop for today. Let's take a look at the Rashis. I think there's one Rashi at the bottom of the page we haven't done. L'mishri tzara shaloi b'mokom mitzvah. The function of the word aleha is coming to tell you. Give me one second. Yeah, it's coming to tell you that it's permitted, the co-op is permitted when it's not a situation of Yibam. If it didn't write the word Aleha, have a Yalfinan mi litzror, I would have learned from the word litzror, the tzoras achos isha, the co-op of one's wife's sister, asura b'chol makom, is always prohibited. But now that I have the word Aleha, it introduces the concept of Yibum into the picture and says this whole concept of Tzara only applies in the case of Yibum. My timer, what's the reason, says Rashi, Koloi marhechi midrash oheta me'ocha, how do you derive this leniency from here? B'mokom alehu, when you're in the world of Aleho, and what is Aleho a code word for? Aleho is a code word for Yibum. Dichsiv litzror. It says, don't marry the tzara, lemeisar tzara, that's when it's forbidden, v'lo b'makom acher, not anywhere else. So what's happening is, the word aleo is a flag, and it's a code word for yibum. And we're saying, this aveira called tzara, which we introduced in the world of Arias, we said that there's such a thing called a tzaras erva, only applies in the world of aleo when it's in the world of yibum. And that is how the drushas are working. Great. Bezras Hashem tomorrow. I want to review this with a little bit of a diagram just to show the flow of the different psukim, and then Bezras Hashem it should be a bit clearer, and then we're going to do also, please God, the psukim after the two dots, the final section about this drasha. Bezras Hashem will carry on with that tomorrow.